Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Outlaw here. It is Tuesday, August 4th, 2020, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Before we start with our news, let's hear the agriculture report.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA's Farmers to Families Food Box program has now distributed over 50 million food boxes in support of America's farmers and families affected by COVID-19. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says he couldn't be prouder of the great job done by the food box program staff and the many farmers, distributors, and nonprofits that helped get this program off the ground for American people. When its coronavirus relief program went into operation, the USDA was spending $1 billion a week to farmers and ranchers. According to Agriculture.com, a relatively small $400 million was paid last week and $300 million the week before that, a pace so slow that there are questions whether the $16 billion earmarked for agriculture will be needed. Some $6.5 billion has been dispersed since the USDA began accepting applications in late May, just over 40% of the money. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue went on the offensive last week against the European Union's plan to slash farmers' use of pesticides, fertilizers, antibiotics, and medicated feed, calling the strategies dangerous to the profitability of farmers' ability to be competitive in the global market. Perdue tells AgriMarketing.com he's worried the strategies will be extremely trade prohibitive and jeopardize agricultural output, and if he was an EU farmer, he'd be very concerned about this strategy and the policies to follow.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
My name is Brian Bauman. So our farm was established in 1918 here in Washtenaw. The McGregor Company is doing research right in our backyard to the point where we've actually had a McGregor Company research plot in one of our fields.
The Pacific Northwest is home for us, and we are invested here for the long term.
So it doesn't get any closer to home than that.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
They're local and they're supporting local companies.
With today's Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.
Your local news. Mark your calendars. The Bowling Green Citywide Mission is having a back-to-school drive-through backpack giveaway. Receive a free backpack on August 29th, 2020 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green, Florida, 33834. Once again, 607 Palmetto Street. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services says they've received more than 650 reports of suspicious seeds and jewelry being mailed to homes in Florida. If you have received a package of seeds or jewelry that you did not order coming from a suspicious post service, China Post has been flagged here for this one, do not open it. Contact 1-888-397-1517. Once again, 1-888-397-1517. your local events. For the first time ever, Jehovah's Witnesses will be holding their annual conventions on a virtual platform hosted on their website, jw.org. For the last 10 years, they have enjoyed gathering at the Hertz Arena in Estero and have appreciated the cooperation of local officials to make these events happen. However, they are canceling their physical gatherings this year out of concern for the health and safety of local communities. 102.1 FM and 1310 AM WAUC will host their First Responder Appreciation Day broadcast brought to you by COPS, Keepers of the Peace. You're invited to join the show by calling in 863-773-WAUC, 863-773-9282. It is a show expressing our appreciation to the men and women that are our local first responders. Lots of giveaways and special guests. It is an event you do not want to miss. For more information, contact 863-773-9282, 1021 theoutlaw at gmail.com, or Timothy Staton, STATON, safety at gmail.com. Your jobs in Hardy County? Sunshine Cleaning Service is looking for a part-time cleaning technician. You must be able to lift and move 20 to 30 pounds while cleaning homes and businesses, as well as have reliable transportation and a smartphone. Intuit is looking for a virtual tax associate. If you're a highly motivated individual with a business background and excellent communication skills, they need you to help customers complete their taxes using TurboTax. And Stewart Construction is looking for a design draftsman. You must have 1 year of drafting experience with a computer-aided drawing software such as AutoCAD or SketchUp. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to HardyMidday, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your look at your local weather. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
Let's talk about our current reality. You're staying at home a lot right now, and there's never been a better time to avoid people. Lee Michael here with First National Bank of Wauchula. Whether you like it or not, standing in line at the bank with other human beings does not seem like a great idea at the moment. Instead, you should be using our mobile banking app from your phone or our online banking service from your computer. Right? I mean, there's no personal contact, and we need to avoid crowds anyway. First National Bank is here to help. Nearly anything you can do at the bank, you can do from our digital platforms. You can check your balance, deposit a check, even pay bills with our bill pay. So, while you're hunkering down, let us bring the banking to you. You simply use your phone or computer to access your accounts and do your business. Give us a call at 863-773-4136 and we'll be glad to help. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. This weather report is last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy, temperature 88 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 71.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 59%. Heat index 95. Winds northwest at 6.9 miles an hour. Visibility 10 miles. And the altimeter read 29.99 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 3:59 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly cloudy this morning, isolated showers early this morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms late this morning, numerous showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%, heat index values up to 107. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, then partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the late evening and overnight. Lows in the mid-70s, south winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Chance of rain, 30%. Wednesday, partly cloudy with scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, south winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 90%. Heat index values up to 107. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 30%. And since SRN News is not doing their job, that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula, Florida. Your motivational quote for the day, a man doesn't know what he knows until he knows what he doesn't know. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We'll see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.